When we pray, I'm so glad he knows our need before we ever ask him.
Yes.
The Bible said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened.
Amen.
Praise God. And I'm still knocking. Still asking. Still wanting more. I'm like Paul, I have not arrived yet, but I'm still pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Forgetting those things that are behind me, I'm a pressing toward heaven. Nobody could say I'm on my way to heaven. I know that I am. Hallelujah. I'm nearer today than I was yesterday, one step closer. And I'm telling you, it's a reality to serve God. I'm glad he gives us a hope beyond this world and this veil of sorrow that we're living in. We stopped here on Habakkuk, and that was like several weeks ago, I guess. And so we've been getting the portrait of Christ in the Old Testament and every one of the books. You can see him from Genesis all the way through Malachi in the Old Testament, and you can see him all the way Matthew through Revelation.
Amen.
Jesus fills our Bible.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Ain't you glad of that?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Amen.
In Habakkuk, we can get a portrait of Christ to look at him. See him, this pre-incarnate Christ, the angel of the old covenant. He's the great watchman in the watchtower.
Yes.
Interceding for his people. He's the hope of his people when all seems lost and causes them to walk in faith upon their high places. He's the one when all looks bleak that gives you a song and a praise on your lips. What was it Habakkuk said when everything was dark, when it was bleak, when it looked like it was hopeless, the nation had backslid on God? He said, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. That looks pretty hopeless to me.
Yeah.
It looks like a loss of everything. It looks like a famine. It looks like a drought. It looks like no life. Everything is going dead, and the people are away from God. They have forgotten the Lord. And he said, although all of this happens, he said, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, and I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he'll make me my feet like hinds feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places. Yet I will rejoice and joy in the God of my salvation. I'm telling you, you can do without a lot of things in this world and in this life, but if you got Jesus living down inside of your heart, and you got the good Holy Ghost abiding on the inside, you got more than this old world can offer you.
Yes.
You got a blessed hope, and you got a heaven awaiting on you. Ain't you glad of that? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I'm glad he lives on the inside of me. There's a fountain open up. Can you raise your hand and praise him?
Yes.
Stay with me a little while. Hallelujah. I got a rotten.
Come on.
Did you know that it makes all the difference in the world how you view and you look at things?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Yes, it does. You can sink your own boat.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
It matters the direction you look.
Right.
I can tell you, if you look at situations and you view the world around you and all that's going on, and if you keep your eyes on man, it'll bring you low and it'll cast you down.
Right.
I tell you, it's no time to look down. We gotta look up and our eyes and gaze on the Lord in this trying hour.
Yeah.
He is our help and he is our hope. How many's glad he is my strength?
Yeah.
He's still my keeper. He's still my way maker.
Yeah.
He's still my need supplier. Hey, Lord. How many knows he still is
the Savior, and He still heals, and He still delivers. His word is true. Yes, He is a faithful God. He sits high and He looks low. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, I am the Lord, and I change not. Ain't you glad the world will change? It's getting more evil all the time. The nations have forgotten God. Man is turned away from God, but that don't make Him any less. He's still just as real right now as the day that He saved my soul, and He brought me out of Egypt, and He brought me out of the world, and He cleansed me. Hallelujah. And He made me whiter than the noonday snow. They ain't no slack in God. He's still a bringer outer. He still is a lifter upper. Hallelujah. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Hey, raise your little hand in the house. I'm telling you, it matters to have His touch. I don't know about you, but I'm sick of this world. It's in turmoil. Wars and rumors of wars, and earthquakes in diverse places, and the love of many is a waxing cold, and famines, and pestilence, and disease, and hatred. But I've been telling you, God is real. I said, Jesus is real.
Hey, God.
Yes,
stay with me a while. The name Habakkuk. I guess I'm pronouncing that right, am I, Brother Wong? Hallelujah. The name Habakkuk in Hebrews means to embrace. Woo! Did you know when mothers had their little babies, somehow God touched their hearts and touched their minds, because God looked into the future of that little baby that she held in her arms? God's just saying, I'm going to use Habakkuk. He will be my mouthpiece. Hallelujah. And He'll be my prophet. I'll speak to the people. They would just suffer that God saw into the future of Habakkuk, that God was going to touch him, and he's going to embrace the promise of God. Hey, my name is Habakkuk, and my mommy named me, and I got a hold of the Lord, and I've embraced Him in this evil time that I'm living in. Everybody else don't way. Nobody else wants to pray, and nobody else wants to love God and serve Him, but I've got something down in my heart. Hey, Lord, and I'm going to embrace Him. I'm going to hold on to Him. No matter how dark and how bleak it gets, I'm telling you, church, the world is going down. It's like a whirlpool. It's a it's a going down, Brother Charles. But we're getting ready to get out of here. We're getting ready to leave this world behind. It won't be very long, and we'll say goodbye, a world goodbye, and I'm out of here. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hey, Lord, I'm not for everybody to feel this.
Come on,
feel that quickening in my heart.
Come on.
I've embraced Him.
Come on.
I refuse to let Him go.
Right.
A lot of people's letting Him go.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people's losing their desire.
Yes.
Oh, God. Holy Lord.
Come on.
My name is Habakkuk, and I've embraced my God. In this world that I'm living in, this holy God called prophet embraced the Lord and held on to His laws in a most wicked time. He lived toward the close of the Assyrian Empire of the Chaldees. They were ruthless invaders that were allowed by God to come into the land of God's people of Judah and punish them for their backsliding away from Him.
Yeah.
This holy man of God saw all the injustice, and he cries out to the Lord. Listen, have you ever questioned the Lord when things go wrong? when bad things happen, when you see everything falling apart, have you ever questioned, how long, oh God? Oh, why, oh God? Job asked the reason. He said, why, oh God, and how long? David, he prayed to the Lord and said, how long, oh God? Don't you see the evil? And don't you see the wickedness? And Habakkuk's the same. How many of those are something on the inside of your heart? You question the condition that people is in, and you wonder why that they won't turn to the Lord. Hey God, don't you see that the Lord is coming? Don't you realize He's getting ready to come? Don't you realize you're lost? Raise your hand in the house. Don't you know that you're lost without God, and you are a sinner, and you need to repent of your sins, and you need Jesus living in your heart? Don't you realize you gotta be saved to make heaven your home? Don't you realize that your heart has got a place in it that Jesus is wanting to come into your soul?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
He wants to come in.
Amen.
He wants to come in.
Yes.
I said, Jesus wants to come into your heart.
Yes.
I don't care how old you could be, 110 years old. God's a saying, I still love you. You could be a little child. And Jesus said, I'll show myself. I'll reveal my love to you.
Yes.
And if you'll ask me, I'll come inside of your heart.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
How long, O God, shall I cry, thou wilt not hear? I cry out to thee because of the violence and the bloodshed. Thou won't save, thou wilt not save. It ain't God's fault. Why do you show me this iniquity?
Come on.
I see the spoiling. I see the grievance. The wicked compass the righteous. Wrong judgment is proceeding forth from the lawmakers, God. Oh God, you are of purer eyes than to behold evil. The wicked is devouring your people. Oh, Habakkuk came to the conclusion. Brother Ronnie Ray, he came to the realization that in the evil time like this, the just shall live by his faith.
Amen.
He penned it. Hallelujah. Until you when it looks bad. Oh, Habakkuk said, when I see everything that is evil and dark, he said, yet the just shall live by their faith. Hey, I feel the Lord live by their faith. Raise your hand in the house. I still got faith in God. I don't care what America does. I don't care what the world, the direction it's going. My God is real, and I'm going to trust Him. Hallelujah. The just shall live by His faith.
Yeah.
I'm glad a long time ago God put faith in my heart.
Yeah.
I came to an altar 20 years of age, eat up with drugs and alcohol, and so did you. I bowed down on bending knees. I saw my need for a Savior. I knew I was heading to hell. I had one foot in hell and the other was a slipping in. When I called on Jesus and He reached further down than I could ever reach up, and He brought me out of a horrible pit. How many's glad tonight that He put a faith inside of your heart?
Yeah. Come on, come on.
Their faith has never left me.
Come on.
I've got weak and I've held by a little thread and it was frayed.
Come on.
I've been that low.
Amen.
I've been that low when the devil said, you'll not make it.
Yep.
You'll never preach again.
Every time. Come on.
Oh God.
Come on.
You'll never rise up again and you'll never rejoice. You'll never have revival.
Come on.
You'll never praise God in the fullness of His power. It's over for you. You know what I did? I feared the Lord. And I looked into that pit where God brought me out. And I remembered his mercy and his grace that reached right down to me that night and brought me out and set me up on a solid rock. Can anybody tell me who that rock is? Jesus is the rock. I tell you, this whole world's a reeling and a rocking. Hey, Lord, it'll fall and never rise again. But if you're built up on Jesus, that rock of your salvation, it'll never roll. It'll never break. It'll never waver. How many knows that rock will hold us? I'm glad Sister Messi, he put a faith in me that I hold on in my weakest time. Yeah, hey, Lord, I held on. I'm glad I held on. Hey, I trusted the Lord, and he brought me through, and he brought me out. I'm glad that he's real. I still have faith in God.
Praise the Lord.
I still got faith in him, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes.
I still believe him.
Yes.
It's going to get better.
Come on.
Devil, you're a liar. You're a liar. That old spirit of doubt that comes sometimes. You ain't got nothing.
Where in the world did a voice like that come from?
Come on.
How many's ever had the devil to come to you and you're going right in through the midst of a fiery trial? You're in the furnace of fire.
Come on.
And that devil says, God don't even see you.
Right, right.
Woo! Hey, Lord. Come on now. You're going to go down. You can't feel the Lord anymore.
Yep, come on.
You ain't able to rejoice anymore. Listen, devil, it's just a trial. Hallelujah to God. And God's going to bring me out like pure gold. Raise your hand in the house. I'm going to hold on until he brings me out. I'm going to rejoice again. Oh, Habakkuk said, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. And I will joy in the God of my salvation. He'll make my feet like hinds' feet and make me to walk upon my high places.
Yeah.
Do you know that God's got a high place for every one of us?
Amen.
Yeah. You can walk on it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
You have to walk by faith. You can walk on it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Oh, Habakkuk said, I got a vision that God is going to move. It's coming, and until it does, I will stand up on my watch in the watchtower. It's in there. I, with all of my questions, with all the doubt, I'm going up into the watchtower. Hallelujah. I will stand up on my watch and see what God will do. What are you saying, Habakkuk? It looks bad now, but a reviving is coming, and God's glory is going to shine, Lord.
Yeah.
How many knows God's still a God of a revival?
Yeah.
Hey, Lord, yes, he is. He's still a God that revives and refreshes and refills and restores. He's that one, glory.
Yes,
amen.
He's the God of another chance. He's the God of a lifter-upper. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
Oh, Jesus. Habakkuk came down now. I don't think anybody else got a mind like me. I mean, when I get in the Bible, I get in there and I put their garbs on, I put their sandals on, I can smell their camels, I can taste the dust.
Glory.
Hallelujah. You got to make the Bible real to you. It's real to you. Now listen, Habakkuk came down to two conclusions. I can get my eyes on all the bad. And focus on things that are wrong.
Does that hit anybody already?
Oh Lord, I can look at what's wrong. I can look at the evil that's going on and the injustice around me. until it zaps my joy.
Right.
And takes away my peace of mind.
Come on.
Or I can stay in my place of prayer and remain in my high tower where I can see and hear from God. I tell you, if we look and focus on the bad, it'll take every bit of our hope and faith away. It'll weigh us down, and it'll take away our praise. Could you tell where the service was going tonight? Hallelujah, her song. I just want to thank you, Lord. And you raise your hand in the house. We got something to praise him for. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. Others are looking away from God. I'm telling you, but hold back. I don't know how many steps it was in that high tower, but he made his way all the way up there every morning, and he looked out across the landscape, and he said, let them go. If they don't want God, I do. And he began on his knees to look up and say, God, I'm in a high place with you, and I'm going to keep right on a praying. How many knows the more that you pray and seek the face of the Lord, the brighter that heaven shines and the bigger that God gets? That's just it. We've lost our vision.
Yes.
We've got our eyes on everything around us and people around us, and we've lost contact with God. Oh, hallelujah.
Come on.
God said over there in one of the Old Testaments, one of the books, he said, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek my face continually. That's the key. That's the key. Seeking the face of God and praying. There's a high place in prayer. Yes, hallelujah. You might say to me tonight, how, Brother Tommy, can I keep a good spirit and a good outlook? How can I keep a settled and a peaceful mind? Paul wrote to the Philippians, and you know where I'm going. Rejoice in the Lord. What?
Always.
And again, I say,
rejoice.
Man, I don't know about you guys, but when I go to prayer, I mean, it used to be years ago, I'd just start my prayer off saying, God, I need this. God, I want you to do that. God, this. God, some. Did you know how to approach him and get in his presence faster than anything?
Thank you.
Is look what he has blessed you with.
Right.
What he's done for you. What he's brought you out of. The times he's touched you, he's come through for you right in the nick of time.
Yes.
What he's brought you through.
Yeah.
I get down on my knees and I said, God, I thank you for my home.
Yeah.
I thank you for my marriage. I thank you, Lord, for the peace and the joy that you've given us. I thank you, Lord, for the sweet Holy Ghost, everything that you've done. And I'm telling you, it ain't very long that you begin to feel the Lord when you praise him. I thank you. I rejoice. You know that word in rejoice, you know what it comes from? It is a transliteration coming from the word joy.
Hallelujah.
When I rejoice, I'm joying in the God of my salvation. Say, God, I'm glad I know you. I'm glad I have you, Jesus. I'm glad you live in my heart. I've got a better place to go to. Heaven is my home, and I take joy in that, and I rejoice.
Yep.
I rejoice in the Lord.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Rejoice that your names, Jesus said, is written in heaven. And you got a better place to go. Listen, this world is not our home, Brother Ronnie.
It ain't.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, If we had hope only in this life, Brother Charles, we'd be of all men most miserable.
Right.
I'm just a pilgrim and a stranger, and I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Soon the lamp of the wicked shall go out, but the righteous have everlasting hope in death and beyond the grave. We got a far better place that's out of this world. Hey, the sorrow shall soon end, and the darkness shall soon be eclipsed by God's everlasting light, and soon a time will empty into eternity. The natural will give way to the spiritual. This world will soon pass away, and the works of man's hands will melt with the heat, and the fire will dissolve it. Hallelujah. We'll be at home where the joys will never end. Hallelujahs and praises and rejoices will ring forth while the ages roll on. There'll be no end and no hurting and no pain and no death. A sickness will never enter into that city. Ain't you glad you're going in a place? There'll be no more trouble and sorrow, and no more sin, and no more devil out of fire, and no more temptation, and no more trial. I'm headed unto a city where the Lamb is the light. Ain't you glad of that? Hey, Jesus. Let's just raise our hand and praise Him right now. Oh, Lord. Heaven is just a breath away. Yes, it is. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. No death, no sickness can enter that city. Sadness and sorrows will vanish away. The prophet Habakkuk is letting us know this is what God can, what you can see when you stay in your watchtower of prayer. You'll be able to see what's waiting on you. It's here in that high place of prayer, in that high place, that you'll keep a clear vision and a good outlook. How many read your Bible today? Don't raise your hand to embarrass yourself. But how many opened up your Bible and read it today? How many prayed and talked to the Lord today? How many said thank you, Jesus, today? Lord, I praise you that I'm saved. I'm glad what I feel. It's in that high place of prayer, glory, that our vision is clear.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Yes.
God, Jesus, would you anoint our eyes with eye salve? And let us see clear, Lord. Let us see clear. See beyond the fog. Beyond the fog. Oh God, anoint our eyes, God. It's in prayer. Listen to me. It's in prayer that God will open your eyes.
That's right.
Amen.
He'll give you a fresh outlook. He'll let you see things that how He sees them.
Right.
Yes, He will. Holy God. This is why Jesus spent whole nights up in the mountain in prayer. You know why? He had to stay connected to the heavenly things and keep his eyes focused on God, his Father.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy. This thing's real.
Yes, it is.
It's real. I want to see him clear. I feel him right here. I don't want anything. I don't want to allow anything in my life that'll block my view of him. Listen, you can let people stand in your way. You can let things hinder you. Problems that you focus on. And listen, they ain't a one of us above trouble.
Oh, yeah.
We ain't above affliction.
Amen.
But there's just something in the midst of it But if I keep my eyes focused on Him, He's the God that saved me. He's the precious Jesus that lives in my heart. He never changes. He's real. And Brother Bill, if I stay focused and make myself every morning to climb them steps into the high tower of prayer, I'll be able to see God. And He'll give me faith. Raise your hand and just wave it to Him. Wave it to Him. Wave it to Him. Holy, holy, holy. It'll take us through, Brother Ron. This will take us through.
Yes.
Can you imagine the throngs that pressed Jesus? Needs. I mean, whole towns came out. They pressed Him and they thronged Him. He had to have something to help people. How many could say, Brother Tommy, I'm preaching this tonight. I need something to help somebody else with.
Right.
There's people hurting all over the place, all around us, up and down these streets, man. They're bound, they're lost, headed to hell. Oh, God, and I need something. Would you put something inside of my heart, God, to reach out and to help others?
Right.
Oh, Jesus. And that's the reason Jesus spent whole nights in prayer. Can you imagine Him coming down from the mountain in His garments soaked with dew, with the natural dew? But beyond that natural dew from praying underneath of those trees, the Father met Him and soaked Him, filled Him with the Holy Ghost. Oh, God. Come on, Paul, can you tell us more? Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing. You know what that means in the Greek? Don't overload yourself with burdens, worries, and cares. It'll only push you down lower.
Right.
But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Right. Amen.
Hallelujah. What are you saying to us, Habakkuk? Now notice, although the fig tree shall not blossom. Let me read it one more time. Neither shall fruit be in the vines. That's bad. The labor of the olive shall fail. And the field shall yield no meat.
Right.
The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. What are you saying to us, Habakkuk? Although means regardless.
Come on.
It means in spite of all the black, the negative, the bleak. If you could count up all the bad and the things that are wrong, all the hurting, in spite of it all, I'm going to praise Him.
That's
a mouthful. That's a determination.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let it sink me and take me down and fill me with hopelessness. No.
Right.
Yet I'm going to praise Him.
Yeah.
Come on.
Now listen, as I wind this thing up here, you got two main words from the prophet.
Come on.
Although and yet. How many wants to fit in the category of yet? Yet means on top of everything else. Nevertheless, I'm still going on. I'm still going to serve Him. I'm still going to hold on to Him. Oh, I'm still going to praise the Lord, and I'm going to praise Him anyhow. Verse 18. The prophet said, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, and I will joy in the God of my salvation. I know where I stand with God.
Amen.
How many in the house knows where you stand with the Lord?
Amen.
Do you really know? Hey, have you got a made-up mind? I know where I stand in God. I know that I'm called. I know, Brother Ron, that I had his spirit. Let this world do what they want to do around me. Let the wicked go down and sink farther from God. But I'm going to hold on to the vision. I'm staying in my high place in the Lord. I refuse to let bad news of evil pull me out with the tide. I've settled in. I'm going to praise him. It hurts when we get bad news. Our hearts break and we weep.
Yes.
Nobody could ever know. My precious pastor come to that pulpit today to get a microphone totally broken. Oh, God, he was all over him.
Yep.
He told me after service. He said, Brother Tommy, he said, I came to this church 3 hours ahead of time for God to help me. Oh! To pray and ask God to help me. He said, my little daughter up there now, the other one's gone. She's not really gone. She might not be here in the present. Raise your little hand in the house. Oh, God, I feel him. She's in a beautiful, beautiful place. She is with the Lord. Brother Jason, it took him about 10 or 15 minutes to get wound out.
Yeah.
I told Brother George, a big tall man comes to our church. I said, you see the anointing and the call of God. I said, you cannot doubt that the man is called. 15 minutes into the plowing, the anointing of God came all over him, and he preached like a whirlwind. Did he not?
Yes.
He preached. Right in the middle of it, he stopped. He said, I got a daughter laying up there in the hospital now. Her mind comes and goes. She ain't able to stand on her own 2 feet. She's had to reach down and get a hold of her and pull her up, stand her on her feet and carry her over to set her in a chair. Oh, God. I put a little helmet up on her head. That part of her skull there is missing. A third or close to half of her skull on this side is missing. It's just skin just sewed together over her brain. Oh, God. I tell you, my God answers prayer. How many knows he does?
Amen.
Come in there and pull the tubes out. And she, all of a sudden, she went to talking. She said, I want a milkshake.
Amen.
Oh, God. Said she loves milkshakes. Thank you, Lord. Brother Jason said, I still believe. I'm still preaching it. I believe on the laying on of hands. I believe God still hears and answers prayer. They're sending her up there early in the morning to that Columbus Hospital, a specialist for children, to get her rehab. How many can believe God tonight? Raise your little hand. Let's believe God. Hallelujah. To touch her completely. To restore her, Lord. Restore her. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God. Children, listen. Listen. It takes a made up mind. You have to focus. Come on. Some of us has been hit hard.
Oh, yes.
Brother Ronnie, through the years, we've been hit hard. We've had slaps by the enemy, by the devil. We've had afflictions, and we wonder, Lord, where are you at? Where are you at, Lord? I need you. I need you. But in the meantime, listen to me now. In the meantime, if you will thank God for what he's done already for you, thank him for his salvation. Thank him for his touch in your life and all the blessings he's given you. You will stay focused upon God right in the middle of it all. He said, I came to church 3 hours ahead of time on knees, bending knees in his office and seeking the face of God. I tell you, it'll keep you in the hard times. Raise your hand and praise him. Thank you, Lord. It'll keep you in the hard times.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, it will. Yes. I still see God faithful. I still see him greater than the problem.
Amen.
I hope I've helped somebody here tonight. Oh, God. Hallelujah. If they want to come to the piano, get ready. Can I tell us, what will God do for the praisers and the worshipers? The Lord God is my strength. He is my strength. Praise. Hallelujah. We'll put strength in your soul. It'll increase your faith in your heart. Praise will put hope on the inside of your inner man. Amen. Can I tell us all here tonight, praise will lift you out of the doldrums. It'll bring you out of the coldness and darkness of doubt. It'll revive you when you think of what the Lord has done. When you get in the spirit of praise, it'll refresh your spirit right in the face of all that. Hallelujah. It'll lift you up. But what will praise do, Habakkuk? Oh, man of God, will you tell us what praise will do? And he will make my feet like hinds feet. He'll give me the swift, sure feet of a deer. And he will make me to walk upon my high places. Listen, if something, Brother Ronnie, is mine, that means that God has given it to me. I have attained it. Hallelujah. It's the place that he's brought me to. Raise your hand in the house. It's the place God's brought me to and the place that he's given me. And I will not let it go. I am keeping what God has given me. And I'm staying in the place that he brought me to. Devil, I am not coming down from the high place. I will not come down from my high tower of prayer. Hey, Lord, I will not surrender it.
I will not forsake him. Would you stand with me? Hallelujah, hallelujah. He brought me. He brought me there. He brought me there. He lifted me up. He lifted me up. Thank God there is a lifting up. Somebody said, go tell Job there's a lifting up. Go tell him. Go tell him there's a lifting up. Hallelujah to God. Did you know that if Job didn't have a Bible? He did not have a Bible like we do when we get in trouble, Sister Kathleen, Brother Terry. He didn't have a Bible to go to read God's promises.
Right.
My Lord. But listen, if he could have seen all the way into the future and saw the 42nd chapter and saw that he would get another 7 sons, 3 daughters, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, so everything was doubled. If he could have seen that, don't you think Job could have praised him a whole lot more? Yes, 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 Lord. Listen, I haven't seen heaven, not literally, but I know it's awaiting, and I'm telling you, Revelations explains what is waiting on us. Can we find a place to pray and say, dear Jesus, enlighten my eyes, wash my eyes with eye salve, God, clear my vision. Let me see you, God, great and high and lifted up. And your train filling the temple, your glory filling the temple. Come on, children, let's pray. Holy, 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 holy. Jesus, Jesus, my Lord, my God. Hallelujah. Although, yet, I will praise him. Although these things has happened. Oh, God, I'm going to praise you. I'm going to praise you. You got a high place for me, Lord. Come on, let's ask you to help us tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless it, Lord. Bless it, Lord.
Yes, God.
Yes, God.
Yes, God.
the Lord.
Just what I need.